Welcome. This is Telling of His Goodness Ministry broadcast. I'm evangelist and author Brenda Randall. We are praying that this broadcast will uplift and inspire you as you tune into the message for today. The scripture reading is Psalms 27:13-14. Reads, I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord.
And some of you will never be rich. Some of you, God's going to elevate and just prosper you. I'm telling you that. I'm prophesying to you today. God's going to move some of you from where you are and move you well up the ladder. He's just going to do it because that's his. He wants to use you an example. He wants to use you an example so he can do it the way he want to do it. So, you know what? I would be preparing myself. So, God, whatever you want to do, do it. If you got to take me down first to raise me up, just do it. I'm just ready. Whatever you got to do for me, God, I'll just do it. Because what? If the glory is going to be seen, it's all about God's glory. It's not about me, but it's about the glory of God. So whenever, whatever your situation is that you're going through right now, somebody is looking and observing you, but what God is doing is letting them observe you on your low level so that they'll know that God is still powerful. Oh, bless the name of the Lord. The house ought to have been roaring that time. Because when you understand that God can use you to bless somebody else, because they can't see Jesus, but they can see Jesus in you. You ought to live so somebody can see Jesus in you. See, these are tough times, and these are troubled times, and these are busy times, and the economy is messed up, and you got to go up there and buy some $4 gas. That's all right. Go buy your $4 gas. You ain't got to tell them what you're adjusting on the other end, because God is still providing. Right? Now, let me help you with I said adjustment. I don't mean go get you another credit card either. That's not adjusting. Uh-oh. Turned the corner on somebody. They thought, well, so he got my time. So now they're sending me these notices. I can just go with me another credit card and move it on over there. That's not adjusting. That's foolishness. The adjust. What did I say? Adjust. So what you going to do in these glory, in these times that we're living in, then God want to move you so that you can be the example to somebody else that they can hold on. Right. See, poor folks have to buy gas too. Rich folks got to buy gas too. If you got an automobile, you got to buy gas. So the gas price for the rich is the same gas price it is for the poor. Right? But, watch this. But, when you drive up there, you're not rich. And you can fill your tank up just like the rich man fill his up. And the other folks on your level is looking at you and they say, how can you fill your tank up? Well, I made some adjustment. God gave me wisdom on how to adjust so that I can be. And what it do? So it might give you an opportunity to testify to somebody and say, baby, you can make it. Don't go complaining. You can make it. It's not going to go back down to $1 a gallon anymore. It's not going back down to $2 a gallon anymore. Can I just let you know that? It's not going back there. I don't care how much you wish bread with 25 cents a loaf. It's not going back there anymore. Mm-hmm. But let me help you. Since it's not going back there, then God has given you wisdom how to operate and live right here, right now, because God raised you up for such a time as today. God would have let somebody abort you or something to keep you from being here if he didn't want you here this day. So he got to here. In Esther, he said, how did he say? Who knows that you would be what? Kingdom for such a time as this. So who knows whether God got you here for such a time as this? He got you here. He got you here. Tell the person they said, he got you here for such a time as this. Woo! He could have let you come in the 1800s. He could have let you come 2029 or 30 or 50, but he got you here in 2008. So you somebody. God got you here for such a time as this. You're somebody. You special in the eyesight of God. Tell that person next to you, I'm special. Tell them again, say, I am special. Woo! I'm special. God brought me here today. I'm special. God got me here for a reason. I'm special. God got me here for this season. I am special. Oh, glory. I thank God for Jesus. Oh, he brought me out of darkness into this marvelous light. I thank God that he reached down and picked me up, turned me around, placed my feet on solid ground, brought me out of the muck and mire, set me here in this day and time. Jesus, he's the answer to my problem. Jesus, he's going to give me wisdom. Jesus, he's going to give me power. Jesus, he's anointing you right now. Jesus, stir our mind today, Lord. Yeah. Somebody say yeah. Oh, 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 oh. I don't know what you're going through. These are tough times. But God is on our side. God is raising us up. God. Woo. God is dealing with me. God is dealing with you. Even in these tough times, he's using you in these tough times. That's enough. That's enough. These are, what kind of times? Tough times. These are troubled times. These are busy times. But I got one more to close with this one. The last one is God delivers in this time. See, out of all the other stuff, he's still a deliverer in this time. He's still a deliverer. Jesus' blood is yet powerful. Jesus' blood never loses his power. Jesus' blood been applied to my life. When he looks at me, he never loses his power. Yeah! Yeah! Deliver. God is a deliverer in this time. Yes, he is. Whatever you're going through, if you can get his attention, if you can just squeeze him in just a little bit, he will give you some deliverance. He will lift your burden. He will destroy your yoke. He will. Oh. Yes, he will. He will. Whew. God will. He will. He will. He will. He will. You don't have to understand it all. Just get him involved. Get him involved. Stay with God. Don't let the troubles of this world squeeze you out. Don't let it squeeze you out. Let's sing that song, Troubles of This World. What is it? No. I know y'all ain't forgot that. No. No. Soon I will be done. That it? Soon. Soon I'll be done with the troubles of this world. That don't mean that I'm going on to heaven nowhere. I mean right here, right now. See, sometimes, yeah, I mean right now. See, you don't want all your troubles to end when you get to heaven. You want some of them to, you want to be delivered from some of them right down here. We know to be over with over there. But honey, I need some deliverance down here. I need some of my trouble to stop down here. Hey, I don't want to live this whole life down here in trouble. Soon I will be done with the troubles of this world. Not trouble of this life. Troubles this world. Whatever. I'm going to be done with them. Because it's going to be some days and some time and some time that I want to enjoy some life before I get to heaven. Wait a minute. How many of y'all want to enjoy life or enjoying life right now? We don't know what heaven is about. We done read about it and heard about it. But, you know, I think we better have a little heaven on earth down here. I think what it says, how did the Lord's Prayer go? Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. That will be done on earth. That will be done on earth as it is in heaven. As it is in heaven. That will be done in earth as it is in heaven. So I want some of that down here too. Mm-hmm. Trouble don't have to change you and make you bitter. If it makes you bitter, then you need to get deeper in God. Trouble. Ooh, let's say that. Somebody sung that song. Trouble don't last always. I'm so glad. Trouble don't last always. Yeah, I'm so glad. Ooh. How many of y'all glad trouble don't last always? If it did, we wouldn't believe God. If trouble lasted always, if you know what? When you get enough trouble, it'll make you think whether God don't care or he's not real. But you know what he do? He let a little trouble come and a whole lot of joy. You know what? You have more joy than you have trouble. Oh, bless the name of the Lord. In any life and any times, when you figure it all up, you have more joy than you do trouble. And it works that way. And it works for you. Because if it stayed, if you had just had trouble on top of trouble. Now listen to God. How does God deal with this? He said, Job, everything you had is gone. But after a while, Job's trouble lifted. Job got healed. Job and his wife had 10 more children. After all them died, got killed. I don't know what time, what's, they said Job probably one of the oldest books. So Job probably lived 800-900 years. Very possible that he lived 800-900 years. So he had sons and daughters. So God lifted his trouble and gave him joy back after the trouble. All I'm saying to you is that there is deliverance in these troubled times. There is deliverance. So head bowed. God, I thank you today. Thank you today for my brothers and my sisters, Lord. The things that are happening, God, I thank you right now. Lord, all of us are dealing with something. Yeah, all of us, Lord, are faced with something. But God, we realize that you are everywhere. You're in every place. You're yet blessing and you're yet delivering. God, we thank you because we realize, God, that I can't do it without you. Stretch forth your hand, God, and help us. We endeavor to live for you, God. Our job, Lord, is to praise and magnify you. Lord, stir us the more, God, that we can see you and sense you. Make the necessary adjustments in our lives that we might be able to squeeze you back into these troubled times of our lives. We know, God, there's so many other things that's in competition with our time. But God, help us right now. We want to see you, Jesus. We want you to be part of what we're doing. Stir us, Lord. On our jobs, in our homes, schools, up and down the roads, God. Let your glory be seen through us, Lord. We're yours, Lord. Move us, Lord, to where you want us to be. Lord, we know that you're going to elevate some of us. You're going to take us on up, God, higher. You're going to call some of us, Lord, to bless others, God, and we thank you right now. Give us, Lord, the witness. Give us, Lord, to stand the test in the name of Jesus. We give you glory, praise, and honor. Amen and amen. And amen. All right, I wish I had a couple of choir members that could sing or somebody that could sing. Now, I know trouble don't last always. I know that's old and I don't know if they, y'all got that? Come on.